Zavim chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Hikishal Adele. So we're still doing cases of where the Zav leans against something. And if there's a loaf of bread on it, let's say, for example, Truma bread, and it falls off, does he make that impure or not? And we've seen it depends if he really moves it, or if it's just like from the vibrations, because it's quite a firm thing, and he doesn't move it, so then it's not going to, the impurity won't be transferred. So says this Mishnah that if he leans, if he knocks against a door, Allah neger against a bolt, Allah manul against a lock, Allah mashut against an oar for of a boat, Vala kelis or a mill frame, a frame of a mill hopper through which the grain passes, Vaal ilan shekoichera or on a tree that's weak, Vaal soicha shekoichera al ilan yafe or on a branch which is weak, even though the tree is strong, but the branch is weak. Al Sula Mitri Bismancha and a Kverba Masmer, we've done these cases before, right? Egyptian ladder that's not secured properly with nails, Ala Kevesh, a bridge, Ala Kura, a beam, Ala Deles on a door, Bismancha and a Sir Batit that's not firmly put in place with clay, Taman. So in all of these cases, they are impure, and the reason being that they're weak. So when he bumps into them, so and the Truma loaf falls off, so that's considered as if he's kind of moved it off. Al Hashida, if it's a chest, Al Hateva or a box, Al Migdal or a cupboard, Taman. So here, so too, he's impure. But the Mishnah splits it out because Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Shimon Mataharin Ba'elu. In these last three cases, they say it remains pure, but we don't paskin like them. So it would be impure in those cases as well.